Join us once more. It is the band, the Dumbwells. Hello.
How are you doing? You all right?
Very good. Thank you very much for being back with us in the hot box, which is Studio 2 without any air conditioning. Well done. thanks for coming. We're going to hear your new single very shortly, which is called Animal. So that's on the way. Just let's talk sport right now. Yeah. Because didn't you used to play some non-league football?
Well, it wasn't. I used to play for Farsley Celtic. Yeah,
that's not league football.
Yeah, that's non league football. I used to play for Farsley Celtic from the age of 11 up to the age of 16. So,
all right, not bad at all. Yeah. But so you could have been a contender.
I had trials for Bradford City once. Like it was one time, and I screwed it up. I was like,
really?
Yeah, and I was too slow. I would never have got in. You know, I was too slow and too fat and.
It's sort of like Sean Bean in When Saturday Comes. It wasn't that bad.
Tryout, you know?
So what about actual teams you follow? Is it Farsley Celtic for yourself?
Yeah, well, I live next door to Farsley Celtic, so I go there quite a bit and you know, support them and see how they're doing, and I like to see how Leeds are doing. And I'm a big follower of the Premier League. You know, like I like to see how that pans out every year, which is good. I kind of like to see how Man United do. It's bad, I know.
Really?
Yeah. Well, only just because. I have no answer.
Stick with the Farsley Celtic answer. Stick with the Farsley Celtic answer.
We're going to edit this out, aren't we?
What about yourself?
Well, both Rob and Joe are you know, followers of football, so when we're on the tour and we're throwing around. Whenever we get the opportunity to pull into a pub and watch football, that's kind of what we do. But in regards to actually being a follower of a team, I'm just a spectator of the game. You know, we, you know, like little knock around on the park and what have you. But I'm not.
That's a very politically correct answer.
Not Man U.
That's a very good politically correct answer. Well done. What about this summer? Because obviously, like we're getting into summer, so we can feel in this room now. Yeah. Festivals are all everywhere. What are you up to this summer?
So we've got the odd little festival, but we've been working so hard to get this album out, which comes out in September. You know, and then next year is our year for festivals in the UK and Europe. You know, but it's mainly just promo for the album.
Yeah,
and then we're going on tour in UK and Europe, October, November time. So it's, you know, we're just working towards that and getting all the production ready for that.
Is there? I mean, I would imagine that you'd toured quite a bit in America. You've done lots of different venues across the UK. Is there a venue that you've played already that you thought this is amazing?
It was actually this year.
Oh right,
yeah, we played Leeds Arena supporting James Blunt.
Yowza.
And we drove past that, and me and Dave used to drive past it. On we played a bit in York. We drove past it on the way to York and stuff like that. So we used to say, as it was getting built, we'd love to play that one day. That would be the dream. Give us like 3-4 years, and then the year that it was built, you know, we played it in that same year. So it was like,
that's fantastic.
There you go. Let's tick that off the list.
It's a great venue, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah, they've done an amazing job.
Along with that one, and then as I say, we've done quite a lot of US touring, and we were in a radio station in Colorado, in a little tiny town. I can't remember the name of the town, actually. It was just outside Denver. And we finished that the small radio station, and they were playing our record, and we were really grateful for it. And we walked out, and we were sat having our lunch around the corner, and these Americans came up to us and could see a bunch of English lads all sat together, and went, "Are you guys a band?" And we went, "Yeah, we are actually." And it turned out they were from a really, really big radio station called Alice, which is one of the biggest ones out in Colorado. And they went, "Listen, just on a whim, without even hearing us play, they said, do you want to come and do a live session?" And it was like, okay, we'll come and do that. So we played this live session, and then they ended up playing us on the radio station. And from that, we built a really big following up in Colorado, and the next phone call from that radio station was to come and play Red Rocks to a sold-out crowd.
So wow,
we ended up playing a sold-out show at the Red Rocks, which is like, I mean, a dream come true. So it was a
fantastic.
So we have had our fair share of great shows, great live shows.
That's not bad at all, is it? Yeah. What's on the master plan then? If you're looking over the next, is there places that you think, if we play there, I'll be very happy.
We've just played like Dave said, we've just played a support show supporting Need to Breathe in London at Coco, which is an outstanding venue. I'd love to do a headline show there and sell that out myself personally. And we've never really done much in Europe. Do you know, like, we've done America and we've done a little bit in the UK, but I'd like to, you know, go to some of the amazing venues out in Europe.
Germany. Germany's the bit. They're like, they're at the moment, they are like loving British bands.
They just consume music, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. There's a band from Middlesbrough, Stockton way, called Young Rebel Set.
Oh, yeah.
And they do more in Germany than I've ever seen any band do. But they're more popular there than they are here. They're a brilliant band. They're fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
But they seem to do just tons of stuff in Germany. So there you go. Germany's where you need to get
cool,
in.
That's where we'll go next. There straight you go. After here. That's where we go.
You're going to do another track for us, which is the new single, which is called Animal. Just explain a little bit about this one for us.
So Animal was written by me and Dave, but then we took it to a producer down in London called Dan McDougall.
Who's also the drummer of Tom O'Dell's drummer.
It was Tom O'Dell's drummer. And me and Dave, it's never really changed structure at all, this song. It's just, we fell in love with it. It's kind of, the whole song's about a relationship and just wanting somebody that much, you know. It's like, but if that, you'll hear in the chorus, it's like, if you're not ready yet, then I'll wait for you, like, you know, I'll wait as long as it takes for you to have the same feeling that I have, you know. And that's kind of the idea behind the song.
Wonderful. Here we go then. It's the Dunwells, and this is Animal.
I wear my heart on my sleeve, but these days I feel it wearing thin. It's cold out here, and it's getting under my skin. I believe that this night is gonna build us up. I believe that this night is gonna build us up. We are just animals, not ready to give it up. Take me now. You take my heart and soul and leave me just animal. Take me now. If you're not ready yet, I wanna feel your breath on my skin. Draw the curtains and close ourselves in. I wanna feel our lives collide. This feels right. I believe that this night is gonna build us up. I believe that this night is gonna build us up.